The next patient is Robert Bowles. The last name is B like in boy, O like in Oscar, E like in Echo, S like in Sierra. Robert. Clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Maxwell that was referred to the office because of the deterioration of the kidney function with the estimated EFR consistent with the CKD stage 3B, period. It has been well demonstrated that the patient has had several episodes of nephrolithiasis. And as a matter of fact, when we saw the results of the first CT scan, there was no doubt that the patient suffers from obstructive nephropathy. The patient went to see the urologist, Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I, who ordered a repeat CT scan in which there was markedly distended urinary bladder, the same that it was before, that was mild thickening and trabeculation of the urinary bladder wall. There were two stones pretty close to the right UV junction and one stone in the left UV junction. And there was evidence of the hypertrophy of the prostate with the extraneous impression of the base of the bladder. The prostate measured 5 by 5.2 by 5.4 in the maximum dimensions. There was no evidence of hydronephrosis or perirenal fluid collections, period. It seems to me that the Dr. Onishi recommended cystoscopy with a probably aiming towards blasting the bladder stones for reasons that are not clear to me. The patient declined the surgery and decided to come back here rather, period. We have discussed the situation at length. The seriousness of the possibility of infection in the presence of urinary obstruction, which be a very high risk of urinary tract infection and further complications, period. The patient is going to think about the situation and is going to let us know what he wants to do. Following number, the patient has a history of gout and has elevation of the uric acid to 8.8. And we have to clarify the situation with the bladder before we start taking treating him either with allopurinol or Uloric. Evaluation in a couple of months with laboratory workup. The patient is supposed to call me back and advise the further step. Period. In any situation, we are willing to help the patient in any capacity. And what I mean by this is referring him back to Dr. Onishi or look for an alternative if the patient so desires. Paragraph, we spend 7 minutes analyzing the imaging and the laboratory workup in the face-to-face conversation. 10 minutes, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, and in the dictation, 5 minutes.